Guadalupe, Guadalupe Jimenez, Jimenez, 11/21/69, today 6/5/25. 55-year-old gentleman originally from Corpus Christi, construction worker, lived with a woman for 20 years. They're separated. She's dying of cancer. He's single, has no children. Quit smoking 20 years ago when he was in a penitentiary period. He suffers from diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG period. He also has a left below the knee amputation because of diabetes and an infected toenail. Allergy, none. Medical problems, atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, neuropathy, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, and seizure disorder. Medication, Eliquis, 5 milligrams once a day, Lipitor, 40 milligrams once a day, folic acid, 1 milligram a day, Durantran, 100 milligrams TID, Epresoline, APRESOLINE, 25 TID, Vimpat, VIMPAT, 100 milligrams twice a day to control his seizures, period. Family history, mom, still alive, doesn't know much about her, dad does, died before he was born, period. Patient recently was hospitalized because of a fall, because he couldn't control himself. He needs he's in desperate need of PTOT, as well as prosthesis. Period. The family has asked for patient to receive home health to control his blood pressure and to help aid with his bathing, since it's very difficult for him to stand up and to be transferred to the shower. Period. Surgeries includes CABG, left below the knee amputation, blood pressure. He's alert, he's awake, he's somewhat emotional today talking about his past and his family history. Blood pressure is 130 over 90, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, O2 side 98%. Heart pulses, one pulse is 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, left below the knee amputation. Noted assessment. 55-year-old gentleman with diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, seizure disorder, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, needs PTOT and home health to manage his below-the-knee amputation, his prosthesis, and to teach him to walk. This will be referred to his PCP for setting that up, and I've discussed this with patient today before leaving his residence and discussed with the caretaker as well. Thank you.